Monday, October 14th, 2024, Board of Equalization meeting at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
Yeah, let's, we're going to hit the record button. Okay, we're going to call the meeting of the Board of Equalization to order. We'll stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, current copy is open. Meeting I just posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom is available for review of all citizens in attendance. We call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Bob?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, we have first up is consent agenda items. We have the approval of the previous minutes.
Let's make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay.
Minutes.
All right, September 3rd, 2024. We have Brian and we got Troy. Will you call roll, please?
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes. New business, you got the approval to levy the necessary taxes for the current year. Certify all levies. So we got a copy of all that. Any concerns, questions?
I checked, double-checked. They're all right.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Everything is sealed and good to go. It's not bad. I mean, yeah. It is what it is.
There's nothing you can do about
right.
it.
Right, it is, but...
Yeah.
We were just talking. I've seen it way worse.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure you have, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I mean... Yeah, so anyways, we need the approval. Somebody want to make a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
Okay. We have Brian on the...
I'll second.
And Bob, will you call roll, please?
All right. Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, Christy. Approval, clerical errors and corrections.
This is Bob Gill's property. He has two pieces in Jackson, and he has passed away. And Jack Eric came in and noticed when he was getting ready to do the transfer that the value of the house was on both properties. And Melissa thought she had corrected it. For some reason, it didn't come off. So we just need to take the one off. It's just bare ground. And the house will remain with the other piece.
Okay. Original was 187,250.
Yeah, it'll just be a land value at 11.7. The house is on 5370.
Okay.
That's current. Do we owe him a refund?
No.
No.
No, this is for 24.
Okay.
Okay, is that it?
That's it.
Okay, so we need an approval on the correction.
So moved.
Bob Gill.
To approve.
Okay, we got Bob making a motion.
Second.
And Brian on the second. Will you call the roll, please?
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, Mel, where is your business? Anything? No. Nanya, public comment? Anybody from the public? If not, that is
oh,
the...
Oh, you got somebody coming.
Oh. Hi, Walt.
Hi.
Yeah,
Walt. I had the privilege of talking with Steve. He was talking about their put tube in there, and he told me that the original bid... paperwork was extended road considerably.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We're going to talk about that.
That's in the commissioner
meeting. This is the Board of Equalization right now.
I'm sorry.
That's
okay.
Right. So,
when you get there.
When we reconvene after 3 o'clock, you'll be able to.
Yeah. And they're coming to the meeting to explain all that.
Super.
Okay. No public comment. It is.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Yeah. 2:49. We are adjourned.
Till 3 o'clock.
Till 3, yes. Okay.
Jeez. Commissioner's meeting here in just a minute.
I didn't mean it like that.
All right, we'll go ahead and start our commissioner meeting. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll go ahead and take attendance.
Okay, Marty.
Yep.
Scott.
Yep.
Brian.
Present.
Bob.
Here.
Troy.
Here.
Present. Now would be the time for public comment. If anybody has anything to speak about that is not on today's list, and now would be the time to speak about it. All right, Tim.
Tim Decker, Chief Deputy, Polk County Sheriff's Office. I just kind of wanted to talk about jail staff and deputy staff. I just got back from NSA conference. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I think we need to look at raising deputy and jailer pay. We are the lowest paid sheriff's office in the area, probably one of the lower paid ones in the state, and nobody can find anybody to come work for them. I mean, we have lately been a pretty good training ground for Woodbury County jailers. We have some deputies that are applying elsewhere. We just had a deputy's test this weekend and nobody passed it. So,
I mean, that's not funny. I got the email.
And I get it. When you only get one or two to pass and you need one or two to, you're just always scraping the bottom of the barrel. And I'm sorry, but the sheriff's office and the jail is not the place to scrape the bottom of the barrel. I mean, it's a liability for the county. You kind of want the best. In the 14 years that I've been here, we went from the top paid in sheriff's office in northeast Nebraska to the lowest. I mean, everybody, Thurston and Dixon County are paying more than us. I mean, and they offer full family health for free. So, I mean, I just wanted to say, you know, after talking to all these other sheriffs and chiefs out there, and then based on what happened this weekend, you know, at some point, it's going to have to happen. Or we're going to go back to that reactive law enforcement where we're basically just taking reports. We're not catching criminals. So, but just kind of wanted to throw that out there.
Isn't it like a recruiting ground when you go to these conferences and this and that?
We had this Cedar County sheriff talking to our deputies.
Yeah.
Because he's only got three and he's supposed to have seven. I mean, he's like up paying $65,000 starting out right now in full family health. I mean, so.
What's our start at, Tim? I'm afraid to ask.
$21 an hour? $24. I think everybody else is $25. So Dixon County starts out $25. Thurston County is even now $25. I think we start at $24.
All those years ago when they made Dakota County this teeny tiny
land
area next to Sioux City, they should have made us the giant one if we're going to be taking on all this additional problem. But yeah, I know, you know exactly what I'm saying.
I do understand that. I understand
They just have huge they have huge tax bases out there with a jail that might have eight people in it.
Yep.
We have a tiny little tax base and we have all of the problems.
No, I understand it.
I know you understand it.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. I hate to see it get worse and worse. Like I said, we have a lot of good people, but you know, at some point, it's just going to be expensive, and I don't want it to be a lawsuit that's expensive. Somebody gets hurt, somebody, you know, dies or whatever. So just thought I'd throw it out there.
All right. Well, thank you.
You bet.
Anybody else? This is going to be the uplifting positive news here.
Yeah.
Penny Upteen, Lieutenant, Dakota County Sheriff's Office. I'm just going to piggyback off of what he said. I just got back from management training in Grand Island, and they flat out told us that other recruits are recruiting in the academy basic classes for their agencies.
I can see that.
Yeah, so they're, and it's almost all pay-wise. I know that SASU just got their big raise. I know that their tax base is different than ours. However, somebody with the same rank as I have makes about $15 an hour more than I do.
At SASU?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And that's pretty much across the board. Within 2 years of being hired in SASU, they make more than I do as a lieutenant with 21 years. So It's going to be a major thing.
And we can't get anybody in South Sioux either. So
I know, and everybody in South Sioux is going to Sioux City.
South Sioux's young guys are all being recruited by Sioux City.
Yep. Correct. And so it's kind of just a round table, and we're not just scraping the barrel. We're at the bottom of the barrel already. Just to get somebody to pass a test that, quite frankly, is not that hard. I mean, basic knowledge. That's the American Commission test, and they're not even to the TAPI test.
Things have changed so much. I remember, 40 years ago, 65 people taking a test for one position at SAWSU.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We had three, I think. I think I did probably 8 to 10 background checks on people, and anybody that was already certified after finding out what our pay was did not show up. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how that works.
Yeah.
So that's all I have.
All right. Anybody else have anything? We're looking for the good news.
Hey, we're still here. That's
the news. Right. That's great news. All right. We'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from September 30th. Approval of payroll claims from September 29th through October 12th. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of accounts payable claims. Approval of clerk of district court cost allocation plan with maximums for child support computation of indirect cost allocation rates. I read through that. That was clear as mud to me, but it's something that we do every year. I went ahead and went through everything else, and everything else in the consent agenda items seemed to be in order.
So moved. I'll second.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. New business. Board to make appointment for the vacancy of the Office of County Treasurer to complete the term ending December 31st, 2026. So, Brian and myself, there were five applicants. Three applicants wished to interview for the position. Brian and I, along with Deb, interviewed those applicants. All three of them had a pretty strong background in finance. One gentleman had no experience in a county office, and then also did not live in Dakota County. And he thought that he probably would move to Dakota County if he got the job. He wasn't sure, but I thought that all three of them did a really good job with their interviews. So what do you think, Brian?
Yep, I agree.
So we kind of narrowed it down to the two people that did live in Dakota County and had a little stronger backgrounds within the business. And after the interviews, we sat around and discussed just a little bit of what we thought. And our recommendation for the interview committee would be that Stephanie Gatzmeier, our current number two, would be the person that we would recommend to the whole board.
Okay.
Any other discussion amongst you guys? Anybody got
so
any?
That they'll end on 2026. Or Stephanie,
yep.
That's who you guys are recommending.
Yep.
So she will fill the position till 12/31 of 2026 and then decide if she wants to rerun.
Yeah, and both candidates, they indicated that they would be interested in running if they were appointed.
Right.
So, then that would go through the 26th.
So Stephanie Gatzmeier, I'll make a motion to is that what we're doing here right now?
Yep.
Okay, to appoint her to fill the county treasurer's till 12/31 of 2026.
Second. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
And also would my feeling would be that I would like to have her salary be what our current treasurer was making.
And that just kind of goes with the flow
of
everything.
Yeah,
I get that.
Okay. Starting
on their next paycheck.
Okay. Yeah, because Dawn is physically gone.
Dawn? Well, she's not physically gone. We got her in the middle of the day.
I see her here, but she's no longer.
As of the 11th, as of the 11th was her last day.
Was
so.
The funeral day was the world?
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Board to approve removing previous county commission or county treasurer Don Boscave from all bank accounts and add newly appointed treasurer to all bank accounts.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to remove Don from the bank accounts and add Stephanie to all the bank accounts.
Second.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
County Treasurer's Office requesting board approval for Resolution 24C-027, releasing pledged securities.
Hi, Stephanie Gessmeyer, the new treasurer.
This is your first. This is your first act. Don't mess it up.
Yes, we had. I'm trying to release some pledges from Union Bank and Trust.
And it's on the back, see the pledge, date, et cetera.
And that was just money that we had
yes.
during the time that...
Oh, during the tax time. Season, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay so I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 24C-027, releasing the pledge securities.
Second.
I'd second it.
I do.
Oh, well... I'm going to vote yes for it then.
Okay. Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Teresa Grove, Health Department Director, Quarterly Health Department Report.
First, you guys need to approve my board.
Any changes?
Nope.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the board members for 2024. Is that right?
Yes.
With their, yeah, and obviously my position will be...
Oh, you're staying on.
Okay. Anyways.
I don't see your name on. Oh, there
you go. It is, yeah.
He's number two.
Oh, he's on there. He just never
comes. Oh.
I just what?
Nothing.
Second.
She said you're here all the time.
You do a wonderful job.
What? You, every time you have a meeting, I'm out of town, okay? All right? So reschedule your meeting, or quit yelling at me. All right? One of the two, take a pick.
I'm not yelling. I can.
Okay, Marty.
Yep.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Okay, exhaust us, please.
Okay. So we're still extremely busy with our immunization clinics. Sioux City is can now Iowa kids can now come over to Nebraska and get their shots, and their health department over there is backed up tremendously. So this last quarter we vaccinated 385 children,
okay.
which is about 120 more than we normally do. But
so
they,
when they go there, they just tell them to come over to Dakota County.
When the schools call and say, yeah. hey. You need a shot, otherwise we're kicking out of school.
Okay.
They're saying call Dakota County and see if you can get in there, right. which Iowa can't take our kids, but we can take theirs. That's a fault of the state.
And at least they're getting immunized.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's still exhausting
I'm sure.
our funds, but...
So that costs us?
For the needles, for the gloves.
You're not reimbursed for that?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
It can't cost,
I mean,
it,
through the grant,
lot, right?
it's through the grant we get reimbursed, mm-hmm. but, you know, that can only go so far.
Right.
So, hopefully we can get something free from the state. We've checked into it to help us out. Because, I mean, we're the closest ones to Iowa, so
right.
mm-hmm.
not very many people are going through the same thing.
Yeah.
Here, but. And our CDC health disparity grant is ending real soon. There's about $7,000 left in there. We're going to be able to expense it all out, so it's not going to be an issue. We just got a new grant for $231,000 that is United Healthcare and Total Care together. So we'll be starting some work on that one.
What will that entail?
Well, we don't know yet. They haven't come down with a work plan for it yet. Okay. So as soon as we get that, we'll know.
Sheriff deputy salary.
It goes through 6/30/27, so hopefully we'll be able to do something good. I just applied for a mental health grant. We're going to hire Heartland to go into schools to do some small group counseling, some education.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we get that grant.
How much is that for?
It's only 10 grand, but it's better. It's a starting
point. Start.
Yeah. You know, they need it. So. Anything else? Any questions?
No, do you have anything else?
No, I'm good, but thank you.
We're good, too. Thank
Having
you.
Having a great day. How about you? Good?
Yeah, have a great day. Thank you for everything.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
I'll see you at the next board meeting, all right?
Okay. I'll make sure I tell you.
I can't hear what she said, but whatever.
She said you're doing a great job.
You bet.
Brett Langley, CEC Lake Iwana Project Manager, presenting update on the project and requesting board direction and some outstanding issues that have come to light.
Good afternoon, board. Commissioners. Brett Langley with Civil Engineers and Constructors, 1270 South Derby Lane, North Sioux City, South Dakota. Yes, like as Commissioner Hohenstein said, we want to give you an update today and then ask you a couple of questions, look for some direction on a few things that have popped up on the project so far. First, with the updates, I would say progress is moving along steadily right now. Gravel road is all peeled up already. It's relaid for the temporary access road along the whole south side pretty much there of Lake Iwana and then up to it from 160th, I believe. They are trimming the grade after that, which most of that's done, and they've just started trimming the ditches as well now. So if you're taking a peek at it from the temporary access road there, you'll see some good progress already. Things are cruising along. So they want to pave the first half of it, I believe, this Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, I talked to Steve a little bit ago, and he said Friday morning they hope to start paving.
Yep. And, yeah, they are moving fast from when they started to now, which is, it's a great pace. I appreciate that, certainly. They, after that, then they, I think 2 or 3 days later, they're going to pave the rest of it, pretty much. So at first, they planned on doing it in three pieces, and they've got it set up to do it in two, so it's going to go faster than we thought. I believe Ron Gill and his company are going to come in and do driveways after the fact and work with the different homeowners there, too, about there's kind of a strip of driveway between what the county is paying for and where the homeowner's paving starts. Some of them have a strip of either asphalt or gravel or something left over because we stopped at the property line with the design of the project. So
yep.
We've directed Steve to work with some of these residents on if they want to do that extra bit of paving to work out a price or something with Steve. I could say at the same time, too, we could certainly leave that up to you guys if you want us to spend some of those extra quantities or dollars to go further there. We typically don't do that without having the easement set up, but you certainly can here, especially if residents aren't going to hate it. But obviously there's different sizes of driveways throughout there, so the fairest way for us to design it is to go to that property line and stop there. So
then will they negotiate with Steve or with Ronnie's group?
I would assume they would negotiate with Steve because any quantities that are going to be paid to Ron are going to be paid from you guys to Steve, and Steve will pay his son.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I suppose I would say that's how it's supposed to go, but if Steve wants to let Ron work with them directly, that's mm-hmm. certainly up to him. Contractually, if we were to say everything should be done the way it should be done, it should probably go through Steve would be my advice. But yeah, that's up to them to work
but
out.
That doesn't affect us in any form or shape or way.
Well, just if we were going to do any additional dollars beyond the property line, which I think my personal thing would be let the homeowners work that out with the...
Yeah, mine as well. I was going to say that as you were talking about that. I was just going to say, you know, whatever they want done, because everybody, like you said, everybody's going to be differently.
Mm-hmm.
And let them take care of that.
Yeah, there's some very wide driveways
right,
out there, too.
So
you're talking
so,
a pretty penny for a few of those. So.
I think, listen, We're all taxpayers in the county, but at the end of the day, you know, if they want to do that, let them do that on their own. We've done a good thing, a good deed for the Lake Iwana people, and I know there's some good things going to happen out there, so yeah, at the end of the day, I think whatever they want to do, they should be able to do on their own.
Perfect. We will pass that on to Steve as well.
Is that okay with everyone?
Yep. Good with me.
We put together a door hanger, so I'll take a step back from that even. There's been some comments from residents here about wanting to know more about the project, so we'll certainly take ownership of that. But we put together that original door hanger. Things moved pretty fast, so we didn't have a whole lot of notice before construction started. We talked to a few different residents out there, and we're going to start doing a either weekly or bi-weekly another door hanger informational memo talking about the progress, what's coming up, what to expect, that kind of thing. So we handed out the first one this morning, giving updates on, yes, what's happened, the paving schedule for the next week or two. Left my email on there if they had any questions. Should have left my cell phone, but it didn't make its way to the sheet, I guess. But
but that disappoints him.
Honestly, if anybody wants to give out my cell to anybody there, they can find you.
So my question is once it's poured, obviously they're talking about a Friday, middle of next week, doing the second pour.
Sure.
Once it's all poured, what's the time frame before they can drive on it?
Usually it's a 48-hour minimum, I would say.
Okay.
And so we said that in the letter for the first pour that's going to happen, stay off of it for at least 48 hours, but try to wait for direction that it's okay to drive on it. Or if they see somebody else driving on it, of course, if they see a contractor driving on it, I should say.
Yeah.
That should be indication that it's okay. But typically 48 hours is the minimum. If it's a very cold weekend, it might bump up to 72.
Right, okay.
We will.
Sooner than I thought, I guess. I didn't know what to think.
They've even on the access road they put along there for them to get in and out. They've even moved all their mailboxes over, so they're getting their mail out on the little access road. So I thought that's pretty nice they did that.
I really appreciate that. We put in a note there that either they have to do kind of a gang mailbox for everybody, but they went a step further and just kind of moved them out for each person. And the temporary access road there is functioning like you want to drive wood. So. And the rain stayed away long enough that this has all worked out really, really well, actually.
Yeah,
no mud or complaints.
Good.
So then a couple of items for other direction on. So paving quantities on the job. The plans had an error on them saying that more paving was going to happen on this job than what really is going to happen. Thankfully, it was an error in the direction of the contract is going to get a bit cheaper, than the other. Which is good news.
Thank you for the good news.
I was thinking that earlier.
Yeah.
So the option was brought up by someone, Steve Harris, I believe, that maybe they could go thicker with paving for 8-inch paving, and because there's going to be a significant savings on the contract now. They submitted a price for it. And I discussed that a bit with Jolene and a bit with Marty. We still can say different, but right now they are operating under the assumption that they are not going to change it. They're going to stick with 7-inch paving, which would be a savings on the job of roughly $160,000 at this point. So a good chunk of funds less. That's it. Unless you guys feel otherwise, that jump it up to 8.
Seven's good.
Seven is good, and it is enough, certainly.
So, and it's the industry standard. It's the
Residential road, especially, yes. That'll be.
If you had a ton of heavy traffic on it, it'd be one thing. It's kind of like Julian and I talked about the North Bluff Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who knows how thick that thing is? And, I mean, seriously, I think it's a mystery. It's probably different across the board, but. At the end of the day, 7-inch, it's residential. You get all kinds of, dump trucks or concrete trucks or whatever driving on it. So if it was a highway, it'd be a whole different story, right?
Yep, and 7 inches is beefed up from what the standards used to be. Residential roads for the longest time were 6 inches, and it was mostly just fine.
That's a lot of money just to put, 420 yards roughly extra?
It was almost 3,000 yards extra.
To go from 7 to...
Or no, up. I'm sorry, yes, you're right. Cubic yards, right. Square yards, I apologize. Yeah. But yes, it would have been that many cubic yards extra. So,
Okay. So
So I agree, we stick with 7.
Yeah.
Let's just stick with 7.
Yeah, contract value from the 1.25, if nothing else changed on it, it would be down to 1 million and maybe 70 or 80,000 is what the final value would be. Obviously, some there'll be pluses or minuses here and there on some of the quantities, but a rough idea. Some electrical crossing issues mostly worked themselves out on the way here. A handful of electrical lines were not marked during the design, and then they weren't marked while they were doing some of the work right now. So Nebraska Public Power let me know that it seems that these lines were under the jurisdiction of Northeast Public Power, another entity that had the electric there before. They recently took it over, so they weren't getting notifications of the Nebraska one call tickets there that were being called in for the locates. Hmm. And
That's scary.
So that's something they would definitely need to get updated on their maps, get the rest of those electrical lines and what other areas that they have those in would definitely want to get those updated.
So what are the? So did they come up with a fix in this conversation then?
Yes, we altered a ditch by just a few feet. It was starting, we'll say it was starting at that wall, and now it's going to start at this wall and flow the other direction versus starting there.
And they're just going to put a culvert in it?
We don't even need
a culvert. Oh, don't even need a culvert. Okay, fantastic.
Yep. And then there is the other side of the road where there's a crossing that may be shallow. We're not 100% sure yet, but from what their locates say and where our plan grades are supposed to be, there's another 2 foot of cover from bottom of the ditch to top of where their electrical line is. So for now, that is fine. Tim from Nebraska Public Power told me. If they decide that's not fine later, they can put a culvert in there and put some fill over top of it, which I'd like that better because then they would be responsible for doing it themselves later on. But for now, this is fine.
Okay.
Or they could choose to relocate it deeper at some other time. So for now, we've got our solution. Should not be an issue. There's one spot where we have a crossing where they cross that line with our storm sewer going out to Crystal Lake there, but it should not be a conflict. It'll be okay. Public notices, I talked about those. We have those going out. I suppose what I mainly wanted direction on there was that I've signed the letters as being from CPC and the Board of Commissioners, and I wanted to make sure you guys were okay with that. And I think to make that totally kosher, I should probably send you those letters before we send them out so that you guys know what I'd be having everybody sign up for as far as giving out information.
Yep,
that's really what I'm doing. So I think regardless, we should get those future ones to you guys to look over and see before.
And you should probably do it weekly, otherwise you're not going to get a chance to do one.
That was it, too. I started with bi-weekly, and I thought, yeah, if they keep going at this pace, there's going to be two of them.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
No, it's it's been a heavier, I'd say, couple of weeks of us on the job just because they move so fast, and with them moving so fast, we want to be there to be responsive, answer their questions, work through any problems so that we can keep them moving. I know speed is of the essence here, certainly, and getting done before winter or cold weather sets. So, myself and our inspector have been trying to stay on top of all of that.
So you said you did one letter update already?
We sent out the original door hanger, and then this morning at 8 o'clock, we handed out the first update.
Was there any Dakota County Board of Commissioners on that?
It just said from the Board of Commissioners and civil engineers and constructors. So yeah, we said from everybody.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Didn't get it handed out to.
Yeah, so we need to see it.
Yes, that's
going forward.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say here.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I just want to know. I thought you said you sent one out, but
no, we sent it out to the homeowners.
I know.
We were hearing from him. Yep. Because if somebody calls us and says, "Hey, yeah, I got your letter. What's this mean?"
You guys don't know what's in there.
Yeah, we're like, "What letter?"
Yep. No, that's on us certainly, and I wanted that. Yep.
Thanks.
So then septic lines. There are at least 2 and potentially up to 4 septic sewer lines that cross the road here.
Up to 4? You don't even know for sure?
I believe there's 3, and we're told that there might be 4. Yes. So
that's a whole other story, and you probably know about the story.
I know bits and pieces of
it,
yes.
Well.
But we've been trying to work with the homeowners. We've been trying to work with the company that installed the wells here to get as much information about them as we can. We spent some time last Thursday trying to locate them, and we found the two that we know of. We spent some time looking for the third and the fourth that we think might be there and didn't have any luck so far. But so the direction we're looking for here was first was to try to locate them, which we spent some time on two of them. And then what do we do with these going forward is the next question. So if they are not in conflict with the ditch that we are cutting along the south side of the street, we should probably still do something to protect them, encase them in concrete, something, a little concrete cap over the top of them to protect them from mowers or, you know, the ditch grades getting washed out and exposing those in the future. I mean, you don't want to...
You're talking about the line, not the leach fields.
The lines, yes. The line crossing the road, and then there is a splitter box somewhere on the south side of the road for two or three of these that we haven't been able to find yet either. So,
well, who put them in?
I believe Siouxland Well Siouxland Well Company.
Dennis Walsh.
Right. I understand that, but you think that he would know where they're at, right?
I've spoken with him extensively. What I'm told is he marked one of the wrong addresses that he hadn't even installed one at, for starters, and then was not able to find the splitter boxes. He looked but couldn't find them, and then I assume left to go to another job. And then,
my guess is, you know, if that splitter box, once they get across the road, that splitter box can be pretty quick after that. That leach field, that ditch is going to be where the leach fields are. That splitter box ain't going to be that far back, I don't think.
Hopefully, they put them onto private property where the splitter box is and the leach field goes. Hopefully they did that at least, as they should have. But I don't know for certain if they went that far.
So they bring it to our attention to save us money so we don't... How do I put this? Hang on. They bring it to the resident. A resident brought it to our attention so we would not go in there and create damage and cost the county money, so-called county, when the county, I guess, at the beginning, at the middle, and the end of the day, didn't give any permission to do any of this, okay? And it was just done in 2014, 2015, whatever the case may be. So theoretically, what I'm saying is it's costing the county money now because we're paying you people to try to figure out, you know, what's going on.
Mostly correct, yes.
I mean, to me, it makes no sense. I mean, you want to do the right thing, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. Jolene, do we do any follow-up on this thing or not? I mean, do we,
If the proper channels would have gone through, they would have gotten a right-of-way permit.
Right.
And in that right-of-way permit, it states that if the utilities need to be moved, it will be at the owner's expense. Well, these owners have no clue because they thought permission was granted, but it was not. And so now if they come upon a whole bunch of expense, they're freaking out because they had no idea. And plus, I did think some of them didn't live there when that happened.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case.
So now they're incurring expense that they had no idea even could possibly exist.
Okay. And they would have all had to be second or third, at least leach fields. So I'm sure there's original leach fields on their own property. And they probably had no more room left on their property to do that.
You know, and the septic installer said there was no other choice. And I said, I get that, which we could have then probably granted the right-of-way permit.
Yeah.
But then the homeowner would have been aware of the potential expense.
Well, there's always, you know. Yeah. And there's always a choice. You could have put that splitter box at the front and run them horizontal to the road. There's always a way to do it on on your own property, or the state of Nebraska wouldn't say, hey, you can do that on a lot that size.
We know where a few of them are, trying to find the other ones still. They may find a few of them when they are excavating the ditch, so we're trying to prevent that from happening. One of the homeowners sent out an email that had his lawyer and attached to it as well, and was giving us notice that if something was to be damaged that and it caused damage to their property, especially that because they let the county or us know that it would be either ours or the county's or whoever's expense, anybody but theirs, I suppose.
We'll let our attorney know.
Mostly cordial conversations with them. And I've tried to send all this information on to you guys for some direction here on how to handle it. But
I think the county attorney already received that letter. I think a few of us have received, email, I should say. Okay. I don't know if everybody received that email or not. No, did you get it?
With an attorney listed. That should probably go to your mind.
The one that had a couple of attorneys on it, I could probably.
So your note here, Brett, on the 3 to 4 hours at $350 an hour, is that what we're looking at?
Yes.
For
I think we spent a lot.
Fix?
No, that's for the vacuum truck. They had a vacuum.
Right.
Yeah. To go out. I was out there when they were doing that.
Yeah. So that one should be about $1,000. And we assumed that we would charge that on the CEC contract. And yeah, the one property that we spent all that time locating based on what he marked out for us, we're not going to charge for that.
Okay.
So just the two that we know about and located there. So yeah, in one of those emails, I gave some thoughts on some potential ways to move forward on them, and I'm stepping into other people's jurisdictions here, but some hold harmless type agreements maybe for the ones that exist, or finding ways to protect everybody on this side, not the homeowner, that if something happens to those, that it isn't your guys' fault, it isn't the contractor's fault, and it's not our fault. So yeah, this is something with that. And then as far as next steps, so if one or two of these we do find are in the ditch, we wouldn't be able to leave it that way, obviously, with part of their sewer line exposed. It's going to freeze. It's a Department of Natural Resources type issue. They would not want that to be there. So it would probably have to be either switched into like a sump pump type line where you find the line back at the property and put in, you know, a pump station, essentially a individual one, lift station, sure, and send that line lower underneath the street, or they rectify it some other way. They put the drain field somewhere else. But yeah, we get into some potentially costly things, and probably should discuss what the best way to handle those would be before we get too much further into it.
Okay, so what we need to do then to figure out what our next move is here, I guess, is either get with Jolene and the road department and figure out, and obviously have Kim involved, of what, I mean, things are moving quick.
Sure.
So it needs to happen sooner than later. What's that?
We're minus an attorney, so I don't know when we'd be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, we just don't, it just, like your note says, have the owner sign a waiver, knowing that the county and the engineers are not responsible. Obviously, they can go through the channels. We all know that. But now it's becoming a liability now. All of a sudden, it's going to become a pissing match.
It could be, certainly, yeah. And, of course, we see emails where they say, if you damage something, it's on you guys. We want to try to protect all parties involved as soon as we can there. So, so there's at least those two properties we know of. And we've located both of those. I don't have an answer yet on whether or not the line is at an elevation that's going to conflict with the ditch. But if I had to guess, at least one of them, if not both of them, will need to be lowered somehow to the other side of the road there with a lift station or something to get it out of the way, because gravity flow won't work.
You're not an old water witcher. You can't go out there with your divining rods and find it.
We'll find them real soon.
Because they've started shaping the ditch.
They are shaving the ditch down right now.
Okay.
And so the two that we know of, we have a depth located on the south side of the street, pretty close to where the ditch is there. So those ones, they will have to excavate gingerly there and find them by hand before they go much further with the
But
ditch.
We'll definitely be into them, you think?
What's
we'll
that?
Definitely be into them with our ditch contour.
I think we will be with one of them, if not both of them.
Okay.
So we'll get some more definitive answers on that here as soon as we can. So then I guess as far as if we want to keep construction going, if we want to keep progress going, maybe we get some kind of approval then to, if we do find them and they can stay in place, do we get a price from the contractor to put a concrete cap on them? You know, something like that to protect them because they're shallower than they should be. And this would just be over the hard piped portion of it. Obviously, your drain field and it leaches out, so you don't want to put a concrete cap on top of that. But the line crossing the road. If we can protect that in place, it's probably the easiest way.
Would they protect it just in the road area or also in the ditch area to where they got the splitter box? Probably.
I'd be proposing the whole way.
Yeah.
I would propose we protect everything within the right of way.
Yeah.
Any idea on cost on something like that?
I don't think that cap on top of them would be too expensive.
Well, you're expensive and my expensive. Right?
What do you think?
$1,000 a piece.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just saved 100 and something, so that part I would agree with.
It's just bothersome to me that it was never, I mean, here it's all of a sudden, it's our ass ache, and it was never done through the channels. It's kind of irritating, is what it is.
But it is what it is now.
Well, I know it is what it is, but it's at the same time, it's like, you know, when you're getting letters or emails saying that you're being threatened, you know, that you're gonna, you know, you're gonna create damage with it, cost you money, when we never even knew about it, never even had. So that's, to me, that's bothersome.
Okay. Walt,
maybe none of you guys find that way.
Walt, as far as you know, is everybody on that road on rural water?
As far as I know, yeah.
Nobody with well water.
Joe Kennysville's got his own well, but I think he also hooked up
rural water.
But I know he drilled a well prior to.
Okay.
And
so there's
that was the only one that I think the rest are all connected. And just so you know, just before I came, NRD was there at the Pepio, and they located that big 8-inch line out there, and it's quite a ways out in the field. They're going to ban it to 2-inch. Just abandon it. Yeah, and so that was right by the ditch would be Rochelle. I'm sure somebody will be in contact with you and follow up on it.
Yeah, I've heard that that's their plan. And
that's what, the row water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So there's a 2-inch line and an 8-inch line out there. The 8-inch line is the newer one, and they want everybody to be on that. Okay. Right now, I believe everybody is tapped off the 2-inch line. So
okay.
If that's work that they're going to do, then let them do it.
Yeah, and for sure.
Not make it a part of this project. Mm-hmm. So that'd be a good thing, though.
Yeah.
There's the possibility that based on the elevation of that pipe, which we didn't get any good information on how deep it really is, that with the ditch cutting down there, you start to get pretty close to it, not having enough cover, you know, to be out of the frost line with how low the ditch is. So that's a good thing, I believe, that they're going to relocate it to the 8-inch.
I'm sure you deal with almost every day. I mean, our county fathers and the people that put these lines in years ago, nobody did a very good job of marking and locating hardly anything.
We have one water main and a couple of septic lines on private property over there. I don't see that very often. It happens. It certainly happens. So.
Okay, so would you guys, if we do find the hard, put the caps on the hard pipes to the splitter boxes, hopefully we don't run into a situation where you know, the leach fields have to be moved, but I don't know that those could be at the county's expense. But we'll have to pass that when we get to it. But I would certainly give them authorization to cap anything that's still usable. You guys feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So that'll keep you moving along.
Yes.
And then you'll let us know if you run
if
into
otherwise.
Yeah.
And if otherwise. I would propose we just expose, so basically your ditch bottom is here, and we'll say the pipe coming across the ditch where it shouldn't be is my lot. We will mound some dirt up over the top of it for now and just put some cover on it, make sure it's not exposed to the air, and then we'll work on a plan forward so that they can continue to work.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yep.
So we'll keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling, exactly that. And then last item that I didn't have on this list that we came across. So one of the sewer lines that, or the storm sewer lines that go down to Crystal Lake there, we had it going to the edge of Mr. Bierman's property is how far we have it going out. But in doing that, I would say the last 10 to 15 feet of the pipe are exposed. The top of the pipe is exposed because the grade in his backyard is so flat. If we take that pipe another, I think, 50 feet, we would lower the grade of it and take that pipe another 50 foot out. It would go far enough out that it would be able to daylight without too much of the pipe being exposed. Basically, it would give him his entire backyard back to have and maintain the way that it is right now, which would be the goal. what we did was stop right at the property line, but it's so flat there that some of the pipes exposed. So it's
so,
listed.
So you want to add on, and what's the money on that?
I'm thinking in the $5,000 to $6,000 range.
And you want a yard, right, Walt?
What's that?
You want a yard?
I want a yard.
Okay. And so then there's another property owner on the back side of it, the property owner that owns whatever it says there for the rest of the lake, the Kale property. So we'll talk to them about pushing it further back there. I'm under the impression you maintain and operate that portion of the ground. So,
I have for 50 years.
So yeah, it, you know, not an unheard of situation, a little odd.
You can't really impose on somebody. Yeah. Or I, as a county, I don't feel like we should impose on somebody doing a project like that. So.
Yeah. Okay, what else? You're starting to bore me.
That's all.
All right, good.
We probably need some motions.
Progress is going good otherwise.
Yeah, sounds like it. Thanks, bro.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. So I would go ahead and make a motion that we give them the authority to put a cement cap over these lines if the rest of the system's viable to do that, and they'll determine that before. So I would make, that'd be my first motion I'd make.
Yep.
You just any seconds?
Yep.
I'll second, or Scott?
Yep, go ahead, Bob. Yep.
All right. Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
No.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes. When will you be out there? Like, call me when you're out there. You got my number?
Yes.
Okay.
And my second motion would be that we go ahead and extend that drain line so it doesn't come up out of the ground in the back of Walt's backyard, and it sunlights down closer to the water level, and we go ahead and do that. And I would make a motion on that.
Second.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
No.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yeah.
So, yeah, give me a jingle. I'm usually sleeping in the mornings late in, but yeah, if you're in the end of the afternoon, give me a call, would you?
This week, well, yep.
Would you please? I'll meet you over there. I'm not very far from you.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you all.
All right, well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Oh, the giant rebate that we're going to get on this project, is that something that's just not billed to us then?
Right.
Is that how we figure that?
Yeah, the quantities on the pay estimate will be less than the full contract value, so we would do a change order at the end to reduce the contract's value to what they actually built.
Okay. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate everything, all right?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Board to approve or not approve engine braking noise to be signed to be installed in the northbound lane of the North Bluff Road, Highway 20. Scott, could you just, for us guys that aren't truckers, what is that doing when it makes that sound? I know the sound that we're talking
about. It's just the compression against the motor that slows them down so they don't have to use their brakes. Okay, so basically when they let off, one of two things you can do. You can have the switch on, and every time you let off the gas or the gas is not being, you know, enforced, it slows you down.
Okay.
So you ever hear them when they're shifting, and every time they go to shift, you hear the noise?
Mm-hmm.
That means that they got their brake on, their engine brake on at all times. But otherwise, if they're just going along and they want to slow down, they will hit, and it's just a back compression where it just slows you down where you don't have to use the brake. So obviously, depend upon the trucks, obviously. Some trucks are quieter if they have an exhaust system. And the next truck that is the super trucker that has, you know, 1,000 lights and he has the straight pipes, it gets very loud. Okay, very loud. So I think it's definitely a good idea that we put the sign up out there. Again, it has to be enforced. But I think for the most part...
Yeah, deputies.
I think for the most part, I think guys that see that as truck drivers, I think they obey it. They do they or do they not?
If you're sitting right there and you have a
control unit, maybe. Maybe when you're sitting there.
Again, that's where I say that they leave that switch on, so every time they let off, it automatically goes into that, and they don't think about it. But I don't know. I drive a truck a little bit, and I don't use it. I think it's. Yeah, I don't get my rocks off by listening to. All right, sorry about that, but I don't. All right. That was probably a little too much, but whatever. I'm sorry.
I'd like to make a motion to put that sign up.
Thank you.
How many do we have up now around?
Jolene?
We have quite a few up. Yeah. But the resolution for this is kind of not very clear. It's a little muddied. So we're trying to work on cleaning up the language. So if there is another request, we can just go put it up. Because right now it's kind of confusing whether we can just do it as the road department or we got to come back here every time. So,
okay.
So you're going to get it where you don't have to come back here every time.
Yeah, right. I think you should be able to do it. That'd be a good idea.
All right.
I think Walt has a question of some sort.
Okay, Walt.
I won't take much of time. First of all, I want to thank all you guys that you didn't bury 160,000 under 7 yards of concrete, 7 inches of concrete. That was a wise choice.
Yeah.
But I wanted to volunteer what I think should happen after they get the final washout on this, because there's some things that's got to happen, that they put that money in an escrow account for the Crystal Lake development, because that's what's happening there. The road, thank you all again. It's made a huge difference. And I think along with that new road you're putting in with Jean's and all the new homes going in there, the only thing that's missing is water in that lake, and I think that once we get the feasibility study done, we can go ahead and go forward on that, because there's a lot of red tape to that for permits, as you know what happens when you don't get a permit. And I've fought a year and a half that nobody got permits on any of that stuff that's going on there, and that's what I'm trying to put that fire out. But anyway, I'd just be a recommendation that we put it in escrow account for that project, because it is a whole project. Thank you. Appreciate
that. We have a motion on the floor first. We need a second.
I'll second on the sign.
Motion on the floor. Let's go.
All right. Troy.
Actually, that
yes. Marty.
Yep.
Scott.
Well, he said there.
Scott.
Okay. Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
All right, next it's board to discuss road request the county pay Mark's dust control invoice and decide course of action. So I got a call. You guys might have been contacted.
Yep.
So during the road deck portion of the repair down at Homer, a lot of traffic was rerouted north and south onto the county roads. Well, Bill Rohde's shop is on that road, and he normally does dust control. So... He thought that maybe the county would pick up his dust control. We were doing intersections and portions of the road. Maybe pick up his dust control. He didn't contact anybody and ask, but in talking to him, he said, "I did put the cart before the horse. I should have got a hold of you." So then he thought he had a third application. Well, I got a text from him the day later, said I looked into it, and the one that they put in September was only my second application. So at that point, it was.
So there was a third one put down that he's...
No, there actually wasn't a third one put down. It became kind of moot, but I just wanted to let you guys know what it meant there on why it was still on the list to start with.
Okay, that's easy enough. Right?
You bet. All right, Jolene.
Hello.
Hi, Jolene. Jolene.
We had 284 hours maintaining, 8 hours tree removal, 9 hours mowing, 24 hours with the road drag, 119 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 50 ton out to the roads, and we hauled a little over 1,300 ton into the yard. Had 23 hours on sign repair and 9.7 hours with the weed department. We did not have any...
Looks like a good
road
2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty dry.
That is a good road report right there.
We're working on S Avenue currently, and South Bluff, Colbert, they have started that, and hoping to pour on Wednesday and Thursday this week.
On which one?
The Colbert on South Bluff.
Bluff, yeah.
Yep, so that's moving right along. And I have heard...
residents,
so hopefully that continues to go.
Chad Kirk's the man. He knows how to get stuff done.
Jesus.
Is he a
goer?
He's slower than molasses. I'm surprised this is even happening this year. I wish he was here to hear me.
I was going to say, he would chuckle. Sometimes getting him going is a little hard, but once he gets going, it's
He's in full gear, so.
That's funny.
Anything else?
Keep up the good work, eh?
Bye.
Thank you.
I know we are, just for the board's information, we are losing an employee that's going back to a previous job. So it's always a challenge to keep everything full staff, whether it's the jail or the county roads and
anywhere pretty much. Right?
Yeah, or McDonald's. All right. Board to appoint a voting delegate and alternate for the election of officers at the NACO annual meeting on December 13th, 2024.
I would put you as the delegate and Brian as the delegate.
Actually, I would put Sheree as the delegate.
Okay.
And then I could be backup.
I could do backup?
Because I know Joan always was the voting delegate.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Because it's guaranteed that she will be there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wanted to go so bad.
One for the road?
One for the road, but I think it makes zero sense.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, that's my motion.
I like it.
I'll second. On Marty, or Sheree and Marty.
Yep.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes, Scott.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
All right, we're to the point we're going to discuss and approve or deny projects with monies from the America Rescue Plan.
You're out of money, I thought, Chair.
We have a little bit left, and I figured that we just will get the sheriff's office back up to see what they need.
You know, they're like a, I don't know, I don't even want to say. Okay, I've seen enough today.
365 full service department,
what? Yeah, I've seen enough today. Oh, yeah, 365, 24/7.
So Sheree, what we're looking at, this Oscar 360, basically it's, I don't know if you guys have looked at it, but it's a...
Well, we don't know what we're looking at. I even asked one of the fellow...
It's because they're slow. We have to try to keep up, get them to catch up with us sometimes. Oh, I do appreciate that you guys look at
it,
drones and everything else. I mean, it is nice having a lot of the latest equipment that keeps our guys safe and... Our citizens say.
So you got to really explain what
that is. The easiest way to describe this is if you ever looked at buying a different house and you looked at a real estate agent's pictures where you kind of grab the mouse and look all over in a house room to room, that's what it is basically. So our application for it, it's a high resolution camera that'll take a 360 picture of the inside of this room. So for our purposes, it'd be like if we were at a crime scene. So, you know, we can take pictures and take pictures and take pictures, but this is going to map the whole room, and it's going to get all, so if we go, you know, if I take a picture here, maybe it's going to catch under the table. This is going to go up, down, left, right, and just get all that.
So it's an easier,
yes.
It's easier to solve, less time,
yeah,
investigating.
And come back to look at maybe pictures we didn't get. The other thing it's used for, car accidents as well. We have a lot of fatality car accidents in this county that usually aren't just accidents. I mean, we just have a lot of them hit, whether they're pedestrians or it's good for that. It has mapping built into it, so GPS measurement, all that good stuff. One of the other things they use it for is like schools, like we could map all our schools and show all the rooms. So if we'd ever have a school shooting, we could all have all that information right there. So like if they said it's in room 3, we could pull that map up and say, hey, this is what room 3 looks like on the inside. And Homer, to give out, you know, we'd have that information readily available, or any big industry. So there's maybe some other applications that we could use it for. But those would be the main thing would be crime scenes and car accidents, stuff like that.
So the subtotal, and this on the back is options, right?
Correct.
Okay, so the subtotal that you're after is, I see the high resolution capture kit is 6401, and then whatever the 677, which is negative 677, and then they have the package license.
Yep.
For 6807. Okay, and then obviously there's a 1543 for the software, and they reimburse that back.
Yep.
Okay, so the subtotal is 13,208 even.
Correct.
Right? Without any...
That's for the cameras and the software.
That would get you. That would get you what you want.
Yes.
And then whatever the back is...
I'm looking at that correctly.
It looks like it's just all software upgrades and maintenance.
I think that's including all that in there. So I think that's... Subscription. This number is the total with this, right? Yes. No, the 13,208 is what we're looking at. And that gets us all the upgrades and licenses for 5 years. So not have to worry about it for 5 years.
And the county attorney's office would love this, too, for court.
I know even in that most recent murder trial we had there, you know, there was some evidence that wasn't gone until a day later. And it's pretty easy to say, well, that wasn't there. But if you have that camera, yeah. I mean, everything that's in that room is being photographed.
Yes.
It does everything down to the measurements of where everything in that room is. So not only do you have an instrument that takes all of the guesswork out, it takes all the human error out as far as trying to measure out. It can do it in time. That would take us maybe 6 hours longer, depending on the scene.
That's kind of what I was saying.
It's going to make it...
Well, that's kind of stuff here, you know, you got to realize we are not educated in this stuff. So we are taking, you know, you guys as the professionals on site, your word for this kind of stuff, that it is a must. It's a need. It's a great tool. We're going to utilize it.
It is something that if we go forward with this, I would love to have maybe come over and just do a short demonstration on it after you get it, because that'd be really interesting to us.
I mean, I think the courthouse is another building that we would map out and have just for, you know, God forbid anything ever happened, but it's real easy for the SRT guys to train up and have that info right in their truck.
Oh, for sure.
They could have a big book that, hey, here, Homer's school, here it is.
Maybe in
you know, we're going to this just for Homer's school, and now we know what it looks like inside when we get there.
It's awesome as it is. It's hard to get around anyway.
Yeah,
sure, right.
Yeah. And I want you to go and do the high school.
Don't they have? That's the key, though. You've got to go in and do this.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You got to go in and do these facilities. Yeah,
there's no reason to have the equipment if you're not there.
Yeah,
well, that's my point.
And then is this something that they come in and do some training on? Or?
Yeah, there's training.
There's training. Oh, really? They will come in. They will do all the training for us as far as using the equipment and the software as well. I think the maintenance portion in there includes troubleshooting and. Essentially, this camera shoots it all into the computer system where you can pull it up. Anybody that is authorized would be able to look at it.
See, I thought, Brian, they had at one time the cameras in the rooms because, say, something would happen at the school and you guys in a police car would come to the school, you'd have that, be able to see that in your car on a screen. Where, what was going on in the school?
There is, all the hallways are covered, and some...
So can you see hallways from your car?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we don't have access to any, I mean, there's no cameras in the classrooms themselves.
Okay.
Except for lights.
Where they need to be at, right? I mean, why wouldn't you have it in every room if that's the case? If it's hallways, rooms, is it a privacy thing?
I think it's the cost.
I think it's the cost.
I
mean, plus the maintenance.
And you got to have a server.
Well,
the school's good at spending money.
I'll make a motion to approve the camera for the sheriff's department.
$13,208.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna second it. And hey, you guys, quit coming up with stuff, right? All right. Goodbye.
You want us to do more
like
that?
Yeah, right.
All right, Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
The Register of Deeds requesting approval of a new floor, probably about the only floor in the courthouse that
that's
we haven't
not
done.
Replaced, right?
So.
Well, look, I see that she has down labor, material, a grand total for $3,228. I'm assuming that's doing both rooms, right?
It's just the front one, I believe.
It's just the front one?
Yeah, she was approved early on. But that quote was so old that they needed to give her.
Okay. Well, let's, like you said, let's, the 3228 for let's do it. I'll make a motion to approve the Curry floor for Benson's office, register of deeds.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
So the engineers, when do we expect them back? Troy, any idea that we're going to break down the miles on M Avenue? Hopefully within the next couple weeks.
I don't know, but I hope. So I guess we'll have to call.
Okay.
See if we can get our going.
See you later, Dr. Roberts. Thanks for staying around.
All right. Commissioner committee reports.
You know what? I have nothing, but I was supposed to do the merit commission just like the just like Penny said that nobody passed. So I got the text about noon that no one's going to be there. So
that is crazy.
It is sad, and just like you guys talked about, you know, I talked to Sheriff Kleinberg about this a week or so ago, and he talked about how if we do hire anybody, they end up either going to South Sioux, and then the South Sioux people are going to Sioux. It's just yeah. we're kind of the starting grounds if we can get anybody to start, and then even the jail. And I couldn't agree more about the money situation. You know, I get it, but then again, you know, the famous last words, it ain't nothing that money can't take care of. But I'd like to see down the road that it get to be more competitive, so we ain't going through so many people. You train people, that costs money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everything costs money. So there has to be a solution somewhere along the line, and I don't know. I don't have the crystal ball to figure it out, but something needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess along with that, there are different things that we're trying to get people to have more buy-in at this point. With different options and duties and things like that that they maybe they're more interested in, they can do, but you know, money talks.
I applaud you guys for getting us the newest, latest technology, drones, everything. I think that keeps a lot of buy-in with our current group of people. Unfortunately, I think that the current generation is like, if you're going to pay me the same wages I'm going to get at McDonald's, I'm going to give you the same effort I'm going to give you that I'd give McDonald's. And I know that, I mean, for us, that's not how we were raised, but it's different nowadays.
And, it is.
And so they're like, you pay me and I'll work. If you don't pay me, then I'm just going to sit around and do bare minimum. And, you know, that's...
People used to have pride in themselves in their work, but I guess that went away.
I get it.
It's extremely frustrating.
Yeah, it is frustrating.
Yeah,
I mean, getting to fill out the application correctly is a chore anymore. So,
well, and the way I understand the people that are filling applications out, it's like
there's a reason they're not filled out right.
Yeah, right. Well,
and then
like you said, it ain't scraping the bottom of the barrel; it's the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah,
there's people that you wouldn't even want mowing your yard.
Yeah,
that you're putting them in a police car or with a gun or whatever, you know, protect and serve. I guess it's a joke, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Well, it's all across Nebraska right now.
So well, it's all across the country. The I mean, yeah, people are diving out of the law enforcement. It used to be everybody wanted to be in law enforcement.
You wanted to be a fireman or a policeman growing up. Yeah. Now you can't get, you know, now everybody wants to eat Doritos and play on the computer.
Me too.
Onions.
Me too.
So this year, you know, and it's great that we're able to get that stuff for you, but as you and I both know, if it wasn't for the ARPA money, you know,
exactly,
we probably wouldn't be able to, but we definitely feel that that's a place where some of that money needs to be spent, because we agree that the job you guys do is invaluable to all of us.
Absolutely.
So, and with the way that, you know, the governor's got things going, it's going to be a really tough year. I know there's some exceptions for law enforcement on some of the things that we're capped at, but the three guys that are leaving the commission, none of them are feeling like they wish they were around for next year's negotiations, because it's going to be just terrible for everybody involved. So, all right, Brian, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No.
Oh, what is there?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to go around all to see if anybody had.
Oh, anybody got anything else? Brian,
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Aye.
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 No.
That says no.